Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammock, a.k.a. Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, podcast form, and everything. I mean, look, you can find me everywhere. If this is your first time tuning in, I am a diagnosed narcissist. I have narcissistic personality disorder. The point of my entire channel is to bring awareness to personality disorders, mental health issues, and things of that nature. Today's episode is going to be about chaos, and a narcissist chaos, a narcissist self-sabotage, and all of that stuff right there. So things can be going just perfectly. You could be having a perfect day with your narcissist. You'd be having a perfect week, a perfect month, perfect everything. The time is just on. Like, y'all been having a great time. Like, the bad times have left. The bad times have went away. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the narcissist decides to blow it up. Screaming, yelling, arguing, fussy, fighting. Because sometimes, y'all, like, the buildup just happens inside our brain, inside a narcissist brain, that makes us just crave to be, just want to be erratic. Like, the boredom, like, literally takes over, and, like, you crave life changes. You crave life to be different. Like, you want more. Like, nothing is ever enough. So when you get to the point where you, like, everything is going pretty good, boom, the narcissist decides to blow it up. And a lot of times you'll see a narcissist happy. Self-sabotage, be happy in the destruction. Because I say this all the time, a narcissist will be happy in the chaos that they have caused. They will be happy, they will be living in it, they will be joyous in the chaos that they have caused, because guess what? They caused it. It's our chaos. We did this. We are in control. Because I think it stems from, I talked to my therapist about this, and she said she thinks it kind of stems from childhood when, you know, everything was never, like, things would rarely ever be in order. Things would rarely ever be going the way that they needed to go or the way that they should go. And it would blow up. Like, everything would be going good and something would happen to blow it up. So in adulthood, I'm uncomfortable in when things are going good because I think it's going to blow up. So guess what? I wasn't in control when I was younger when it was blowing up. So guess what? I can be in control now. I can blow it up myself. I can control it myself right now. I can choose to blow this situation up because guess what? I'm in control now. And you know, being a narcissist is all about control. Control over time, control over money, control over effort, literally control over every single circumstance. It has to do with us. So I know, like, right now in life, I feel like I'm entering into that zone right now. Because if you look behind me, this is my laundromat. I own a laundromat in High Point, North Carolina, B&D Corn Laundries. This is my laundromat right here. if you follow my other TikTok at Lee Hammock _, you'll see I do Laundromat Chronicles. But back to what I was saying, I feel like right now in my life, I'm entering into that zone right now where things are going, you know, pretty good in life. And I'm just getting, like, I'm hitting this zone of comfort that I'm in right now, and I just feel like something's going to go wrong. Even though deep down I know something's not, everything's going to go correctly, everything's going to go right. But it's just a switch inside me. It's like something inside of me is telling me that something's going to go wrong. So I might as well be the one to blow it up. Like, in my mind, I just want to do something erratic. I want to do something right now. It's not going to, not cheating or anything like that. I just want to just drive off, just keep driving. No GPS, just take all the turns, just drive, hit the highway and drive until I want to stop. You know, but I can't do that. That's erratic right now. I have 3 kids and a wife at home. You know, I can't do that. So I know I can't do that. So I'm bounded by that right now. And therapy has helped me tremendously with that, y'all. Because back in the day, before therapy, I would take that trip right now. I would just drive off. I would just go to a bar or something to hang out with my friends and not come home to late at night just because I wanted to, because I needed to blow it up, because I needed to be erratic. I needed that in my life. I needed that situation. Like, I needed that, you know, that chaos. I call it controlled chaos. I love controlled chaos, y'all. That's like one of my favorite One of my favorite like terms is controlled chaos, because I feel like that's how I've been living my life for a very long time. And I feel like right now, at the point of life I'm in right now, that therapy has helped me so much. And that's why I harp on therapy. That's why I'm always telling people, go to therapy. Therapy will help you. Go to therapy. How do I get my narcissist? Like, how do I live a better life? Therapy. If you see me holding my phone right here, because I'm not in my little studio today. I'm recording my podcast on my phone right here. And I'm doing my video outside because I needed a change of scenery. I told y'all, sitting in the office or sitting in my building doing these videos sometimes gets boring. And I need a change of scenery, so I'm outside right now. So you might hear some wind. You might hear that, like my flag out here. But I know the wind is blowing because my flag's out here blowing right now. So I know the wind is blowing a little bit, but like, bear with me, y'all. Please bear with me. I appreciate all of y'all that stuck through this. We 5 minutes in. I appreciate all of y'all, you know. Because I never plan these videos, y'all. I never plan these topics. I never plan anything. I just do it. Like, I'll do a one-on-one early in the day, and I talk to somebody, and a topic will cross my mind, and I'll just do that topic. I'll go over that topic. I'll do that. You know what I mean? And today's just because I was feeling in this mood. I feel like self-sabotage and chaos is the right thing. Like, people will, you know, sometimes a narcissist will abandon their entire family. Sometimes a narcissist will, you know, just, like, cheat. Sometimes narcissists will go different places because they crave that chaos. They crave, they boredom kicks in, and like they just do something. They'll come home and start an argument over something very, very small. Like literally, the smallest thing can lead to a huge blow up with a narcissist. It just will. Sometimes it just goes that way. Where literally the smallest thing can lead to a huge, massive blow up. You come home, the narcissist comes home, male or female. They'll come home, non-binary as well. They'll come home and just blow it up. For whatever reason. Hey, why is this out of place? Going for, look, vacations. Things are too perfect on vacation. Blow it up. I know a lot of y'all, I hear this all the time too. A lot of y'all will have a vacation with a narcissist in an exotic location or something like that and have the worst time of your life. You be in one of the most exotic locations on the planet and have the worst time of your life with a narcissist, because the narcissist will give you the silent treatment. They'll rage out on you. They'll cuss at you. They'll fight with you. Some of them will get physically violent with you. You know what I mean? Some of them like will leave you by yourself while you're drunk. Like, you'll get drunk and pass out, and they'll go out and party and have fun without you. They don't take care of you. You know, you could have been drugged. They don't care. They'll leave you. They'll leave you laying right there. You know, in a foreign country, in a different city. You know what I mean? Foreign territory, whatever. Or, you know, the build up to the trip will be, you know, they'll hype you up on the trip. They'll hype you up on the way on the trip on a long drive. Hey, baby, let's take a road trip. I'll go on a road trip, get in a tiny argument because you might have forgot something. Oh, damn, I forgot this. Silent treatment. Imagine being on a 9-hour drive and getting a silent treatment for 9 hours because you forgot something. Like, you forgot a phone charger or some headphones or something like that. Or, you know, a scarf or a hat. Imagine getting a silent treatment or having an entire vacation ruined for stuff like that because the narcissist wants to be in control. And now they attach memory. Now that memory, that terrible memory, that terrible experience you had is attached to you forever on that date, in that location. So next time you go to Mexico, you got to think about that. And I tell people like all the time, like anniversary dates or crazy anniversary, like holidays are weird with narcissists as well. Because like when holidays come around, birthdays come around, another year older, you know, a lot of times narcissists tend to get worse with age because looks fade, especially if you ain't getting no money, your career ain't going the way it goes. The looks are fading. You're going to get a raging narcissist. You're going to get a raging 59, 60-year-old narcissist. And in my situation right now, actually, my birthday is coming up next week, and it just kind of feels weird. I know everybody like, I'm about to be 36 years old. I know I don't look it. But I am, you know what I mean? And I feel like right now I'm in the prime of my life. And I want the prime of my life to be the best part of my life. And I'm so thankful, you know, for the situation I'm in, the following I've gained. Like I said, I have 550,000 people that follow me on TikTok, y'all. You know, my YouTube and my Instagram are growing, but like, if they hit 500,000, you know, that's craziness. Like, it's crazy to me. Another thing that's crazy to me about this situation is the fact that like I have 500,000 followers that follow me because I'm a narcissist, and I harp on mental health and narcissistic abuse and things like that. So a lot of people follow me for that, and it's kind of like, dang, there's millions of people out here that are dealing with situations like this, that are dealing with narcissistic abuse, that are dealing with narcissism, narcissistic husbands and wives and kids and parents and stuff like that. It's a tough situation to be in, y'all. Like I said, right now, like I said, my birthday is next week. I'm having all these mixed feelings. I don't know what to do. I want to go somewhere, but I also just want to chill and save some money, even though like I'm financially in the best position of my life financially I've ever been in. It's kind of crazy the position I'm in financially now through real estate and investments and stuff like that. It's wild. But it just goes to show you that money don't bring you happiness. I'm not rich. Definitely not rich, y'all. Give me some money. I'll give you my cash if you want to donate to me. But no, I don't want you. Don't cash at me random money because I feel like I don't like charity. I don't like people. I don't like feel like people. I owe people anything. I don't feel like I want people thinking they're taking care of me. No, I don't need charity, folks. Don't do that. Even at the lowest moments of my life, I would refuse charity. You know what I mean? But I'm just thankful right now because, like, without therapy, I'll be ready to go out and do some wild stuff, like go out and get drunk, you know, and go out to a bar and sit there and party and stuff like that. But I know I can't do that type of stuff right now because my wife needs me. She's a soldier. And I used to be jealous of her. I remember being jealous of my wife, like, because she's such a good person. And people admire her. Even nowadays, like, I be kind of jealous of her because people, even though my platform is so big and growing and stuff like that, people call her the hero. They're like, your wife is a real hero. I'm like, she is, though. She is a hero. I appreciate her so much. But if y'all watching this, don't let my wife's story or my story convince you to stay and give your narcissist a second chance, because I've been in intensive psychotherapy for 4 years. And I have a higher than normal level intellect as well. So if you're dealing with a narcissist that is at a fourth grade reading level or something like that, the chances of that person changing and being better are slim to none. You know what I mean? So what you want to do is plan to get out. I mean, I feel like you have to have a certain level of intellect to be a self-aware narcissist. And that's not me being braggadocious. It's just me, like, the self-aware narcissists you see out here, are they not stupid? I mean, not the ones that I've encountered. But yeah. I'm so thankful. I'm just so thankful for my platform. I'm so thankful right now because, like, I feel healthy right now. Like, even though I'm in this weird mindset right now, this weird mental state right now, I still feel blessed. Like, because, like, even though my life could be chaotic, could be a little bit more chaotic, could be going crazy right now, but I'm not. I'm just like, yeah, thankful for therapy. I have another therapy appointment July 16th, right after my birthday. My therapist told me I needed to go to the beach before my next therapy appointment. So somehow I got to convince my wife to go. So I'm pretty sure it'd be easy to convince her to go to the beach. Or I can go by myself, which would also be cool. But anyways, y'all, I got to cut this thing short. I got to go in here and close this laundromat up. Or try to close it up. People out here. But anyways, y'all, thank y'all so much. Really, really, truly appreciate everybody. Peace.